The Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph discusses the din of Yerushas HaBaal, that HaBaal is Yerushas Ishta, and he brings the machlekes whether Yerushas HaBaal is Daraisa or Midrabanan. Now the Ran over here says a Gemalik Echidish in this din of Yerushas HaBaal. The Ran says on the Tzad Yerushas HaBaal is Darabanan, he says, Lefi that, if a Isha has Nechasim that are Neifel to her Lacha Erisin, so during the time she's in Arusa, she gets Nechasim, so Chathchila, she's not allowed to sell them. Why? Because being that the Baal is Yerushas Ishta Midrabanan, so if she's going to sell these nechasim, she's going to be mafsed him from his yerusha. He's not going to yarshin them, and he's not going to get his yerusha. And therefore, there's an isra l'chatchila that the isha should not sell nechasim. They're a neifel b'shas erisin. Now, this is tamua, very difficult to understand. Like Reb Shlomo Hyman asks, Shlomo Hyman in Simni Yates, Isid Alf, he says, it's a pella. He says, what does this mean? Because there's a din yerusha z'bal, you can't sell the nechasim. Every father, his son is eventually going to be Yerushim. But yet, we never find it in that the father can't sell his Nechasim because by doing that, it'd be Mafsid the Rusha of the son. We don't say such a thing. The din is that the son Yerushim is whatever's there, B'shas Misa. If there's a lot, he'll get a lot. If there's nothing, he'll get nothing. But the father can do what he wants. He's allowed to sell what he wants, and whatever is there, B'shas Misa, that's what you get. So what type of din is this over here that the Isha can't sell Nechasim because he's being Mafsid the Baal? The Baal's a Yerushim, so if it's there, B'shas Misa, he'll get it. If not, not. But why would that limit her from being Meicher now? It's very difficult to understand what the Ran means. And I was thinking that perhaps it could be Miyashab this, Alpiya Gavaliki, a site from Reb Ruvain in his Chidushim and Babasa. So Reb Ruvain has a Chakir, this is in Simcha Beza Isalef, in understanding what is the essence, what's the site of the din of Yerushas HaBaal. Batsam, if you think about it, doesn't really make any sense. A Yarish is always a Karav. The Baal is not a Karav, why should the Baal Yarshin? So he says, this is the Pshat, the Midrabanan, Chazal gave the Baal a din of a Karav. They said, you have a din of a Karav to your wife, and therefore your Yarish should be din Karav, like any other Karav. Or he says, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe really the Baal is not a karv. And Yerushas HaBaal doesn't really mean a din Yerusha. It's not a din Yerusha. It's really a schus. It's a schus that the Torah gave the Baal in the nechasim of his wife, that he has a right to take him lacha misa. It's like he gets all the different schuyas, b'shas nisuin. He has a schus that he could get these nechasim that his wife has, but he doesn't get them now. He gets them lacha misa. So it's a schus to get it. When you get it, you get lacha misa. But he's not getting him a din Yerush. He's not a Yerush. It's just a regular mamnistik eschus to get these nechasim. We call him a Yarish because we call it Yerusha Zabal because it's Gen Yerusha, because it happens Achar Misa. But be a Seder, it's not a Din Yerusha, it's really a mamnistik eschus that's Chal B'Shas Nisuin. And I thought that you could bring a Gemalik Arai to this, to the second sad, that it's not a Din Yerusha, but it's really a eschus mamnis from the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Ishus in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, he starts off and he says, Kishinoisa Adam Isha, Ben Besula, Ben Bula, Ben Gedal, Mektana. He says, Yischayev la basar advarim, v'yizka barab advarim. So it's like the Rambam, whenever you get married, you become a chuyev 10 things to your wife, and you're zeichen 4 things. 4 things that you're zeichen from her. And then in the Lachan Gimel, he explains, what are the 4 things? V'arabash, zeichen ben kulam, v'divir seifen, v'al midarabanav, elohen, and these are them. Number 1, liyas ma'aseidea shalai, you get ma'aseidea. Number 2, liyas mitziyasa shalai, you get her mitziyah. Number 3, shia eichel kol peres, nechazar b'chaya, your eichel peres. And number 4, v'imesa b'chaya, v'yashana, that if she dies, you could yarshin her. These are the 4 things the husband is zeichen when he marries his wife. Now, all the first 3 I understand, but the last one, Yerusha, is very difficult to understand. Why is that a schus that you're zeichen when you marry your wife? Yerusha is something which you don't have anything right away. Yerusha will happen, lachamisa. Lachamisa, then you yarshin the nechasim. In order to yarshin, you have to be a baal. If you're a baal, then you're going to yarshin. If not, not. So when you're nice and you become a baal, mimele will happen, then b'shasimisa, you're going to get the nechasim. But there's no schus that you're zeichen now. You're not zeichen anything now. How could the Rambam put that together with the arba dvarim, the yezeichabem, ha'seyadayim, and Paris, and all these things? Those are schuyas, mamnesik schuyas, and achal nam. Mashengen Yerusha is a mitzias, that if you're a baal, you're going to yarshin, and b'shasimisa, you'll yarshin, but there's no schus that's chal b'shasimisuin. But I think it's a mavur from the Rambam, like the second side of Reb Ruvain, and lefi that it's beautiful. The Rambam's saying that Yerusha Sabal is not really a din Yerusha. It's not Yerusha that's chal achar misa. It's a schus mamnistik mamni. It's a mamnistik schus that's chal b'shas nisun. When you get married, you have a right to get your wife's nechasim. But when do you get it? L'maisa, you're not going to get it till achar misa. You don't get it now. But it's not a Yerusha din. It's a mamnistik schus that's chal miyad b'shas nisun, like Reb Ruvain said in the second side. And I think lefi that you can be miyashiv this kasha of Reb Shaim. We can understand shat in the Ran that. Why does the Ran say that the Isha can't sell Nechasim because she'll be Mafsid Yerushas HaBaal? Why is it different than any father who can sell Nechasim? We don't care about the Yerusha of his son. The Torah says, if he this is said, it's Gevaldik, because this is not a regular din Yerusha that you Yarshim, whatever happens to be the B'shas Misa. This is a Mamnistik Eschus. It's Chal B'shas Nisuin. You have a Eschus in Nechasim now, but you only get it Lacha Misa. So being that the Eschus is Chal now, Mimela, the Isha is limited in what she could do, and she's not allowed to sell it now, Lechat Chila, because by doing that, being Mafsid, that Eschus in the Baal that he has now, because it's really as if he's Zeicha now, but tonight that a Misa happens. And being that it's already Chal now at this point, therefore, the Isha l'chatchila can't sell the nechasim, because that would take away from the schus of the Baal. That's a gemalik echidosh, gemalik yisayid, and what the din of Yerushas HaBaal derabanan means.